in the division. We knew it was going to be a struggle right to the very end, and it certainly was. I told Mike that's a tough concept. You know, you're defending the National Football League plus the triple option, and it's a difficult scheme. And the second half we did such a much better job. We got the turnovers. Of course, we turned a couple of over too, just to keep it interesting. But the looking at the back of 80's heels there at the end, holy cow, what a great feeling that was at that point in time. But, they're a tough football team. They've given up some numbers this year, as I said earlier in the week, but I'm telling you, they hang in there. They battle with you. They got a little bit different scheme coverage-wise and force you to really dig down in and make some plays from the underneath and then get up on top if you can. But they're tough against the run. We didn't have much success against the run, but we found a way to win. We found a way to win, and thank God for that. Well, I was. Does he ever cease to amaze me? No, I guess. There were the one play right after the turnover we got that was an interception thrown by us was. That one was a lump in my throat, and then he came right back and made the play at the end with Victor. So it was he keeps hanging in there and banging away and banging away, and when his back's up against the wall, that's when he kind of does his best work.
Coach, what did you see offensively? They were putting three safeties back deep late in the ball game. How did you execute the football
game? Well, it was there was an option involved there, and he took it. Best way I can tell you. Says they, they work well together, and they know what each other's going to do. And it didn't take much for Eli to realize what Victor was going to do when he ran through, and that was a good thing. We only got to play him one more time this year. Thank you. Yes, it does. It does. He looks like the fastest guy on tape, and he's certainly the fastest guy on the field. When he pulls the ball down, when you break down contain, and he goes outside, I mean, it's you're just praying somebody's going to run him out of bounds.
Tom, you said lumping and throwing with Eli, but what about the 4th and 10?
Yeah.
What you saw, what you felt, anything?
Hey, he escaped. He ran around back there. I was shocked there wasn't a lineman downfield. He ran around back there, which seemed like forever, and he hit the tight end in the middle of the field while we had guys chasing him. JPP was right there in the beginning, but couldn't corral. So, I think when that happens, instead of lamenting and looking back, you better look ahead. I think he came out okay. That's between he and I. Well, we knew it was going to be tough, and we knew there was going to be some openings in the pass game. And, I wish we had better balance. We didn't. We had some things that came through pretty well, pretty clean, but we had other things that we rely on that didn't go anywhere. So you got to give credit to them, and we'll look at it. We knew we had to sustain and get movement. You're not going to just come off the ball. These people need to be moved. The interior three are big, strong guys, and they fit very well the way in which they tie in their gap responsibilities. They play a lot of inside arm free, which forces you to do some things. But, I'm disappointed. I'm always disappointed. But we won the game. That the important thing for everybody to realize is that the object is to win. Somehow, some way, find a way to win. Now, I'm not happy with the turnovers. We've done such a great job running it and not turning it over, and we, quite frankly, kept the game alive by our turnovers. Tell you what, he's really come through for us in a big way. Stevie finds the ball, or the ball finds him one way or the other, but he's got outstanding speed, and he gets to the outside, and I think he's going to go. He looks like he's ready to and they do cut them off. But 40 yards later, it's first down. Well, I don't. Every week's a new week, and every game is an incredibly difficult game, which requires a maximum preparation. You got to be mature enough to forget about the last one and realize, you know, preparation is the key to success. I thought we did that well this week, particularly after Wednesday. I think we were a little bit still looking backwards on Wednesday, but we got going on Thursday and Friday, thank God. And but it's about every week, and it's about preparation. And every game is a tough, tough football game, and we have the schedule to prove that.
Tom, in general, can you just describe what that last minute 15 or whatever was? I mean, can you put that in words for us, us fans,
and it's difficult. I know that you'd like for me to be able to tell you how it is, but it seems like forever, even when they only had one timeout. And, you know, you're looking for exactly what happened. You know, they dipped and dunked over the middle and made chunks of 10 and 8 and 7, and it looked like the ball was starting to move out of there after another, you know, outstanding touchback by Tynes. So you're starting to think, you know, what's it going to take here? Somehow, some way, somebody's got to get us a turnover, and thank goodness that's what happened.
Tom, on the last interception, Eli, you did not see the linebacker first down play.
To the outside there? Yeah. Yeah.
Were you surprised how well they ran the ball early with the other
team? No. I really wasn't, because you spend all week, and there's a lot of things to defend. They come out and do some conventional. That really wasn't conventional. That was the dive part of it. And they do keep the ball, and the quarterback keeps the ball without a pitch man too. But they ran, you know, the toss, and they ran the slat, what I call a slash play, and they had success doing that. And, you know, if you only had to defend that, you might do a little better job of that. But there's a lot, as I said, there's a lot to defend. Well, I think when you saw a couple of these maneuvers that were made draft-wise and over the last couple of years, you had a sneaking suspicion that it was coming forward. And I think the unique thing that you have to remember is you're always trying to hit the quarterback when he's in that position. But these athletes are so good that it's difficult to get a good hit on them. If I'm not sure, we're 5-2. Thank you for asking. Where are we? We're trying to ascend. We're trying to play well every week. I mean, what can I tell you? We're really happy to win a game here. It's all the way down. You know, they scored quickly, which gave us, what, 132? So if you're going to score, score quickly so we have a chance to get the ball and come back, and that's exactly what happened. Okay. And we left a little time on the clock, too.